The Morning Blend, a triple shot of Catholicism, conversation, and coffee. David and Brenda start your day with a fresh cup of joy and inspiration, whether it's through interviews, news, music, or prayer. It's all viewed through a Catholic lens. It's The Morning Blend, on the bridge between your faith and everyday life. Mater Dei Radio.
And a very good Wednesday morning to you, July 28th, 7 a.m. David and Brenda with you on The Morning Blend. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Who wants to go to a water park today?
It's going to be warm enough that you could enjoy yourself very, very much. Where is there even a water park around here?
Well, isn't there one up in Washington?
Well, yeah, but that's getting up towards,
yeah.
Olympia. It's past Olympia. Yeah. It's almost up there to Dash Point.
And then I believe McMinnville, where the Air Museum is. Didn't they turn
there
that?
There is one there, too.
So it's National Water Park Day.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's why I said that. Who wants to go to a water park today?
I thought you said it because it's going to be hot today.
Well,
and
it is.
Going to look for relief.
It is. And in fact, we'll get to it in the forecast, but an excessive heat watch goes into effect on Thursday and runs through Saturday, so it is heating up. Friday may approach the 100-degree mark, but we will see. But we'll get into that later in the forecast. But yes, National Water Park Day. So there is an awesome one. We've gone to it several times in Palm Springs.
Okay.
Which it's all outdoor, obviously, in Palm Springs. But the one ride, if you want to call it a ride, that I would love is you take a four-person raft or blow-up device, essentially, with four seats in it, and you have to carry it up these tall stairs to get up to the very top of the tower. And you know, it's a bit of a trudge up there with it, but it's worth it once you get up there. And so then there's the loading area, so you all get in. And the raft is like almost like a square, so there's you're facing someone. There's four people, so each side there's a person sitting. You're up in the area, and then they push you, and then you go down this awesome tube going through the water, up against the walls, just picking up speed, and then you pop out into this huge funnel.
Okay.
And then you go on this funnel, and once you get into this funnel, you start shooting up the sides of this funnel, and you eventually work your way down, like a funnel, into a little hole that pops you out into the last slide down to the finish. It's awesome.
Oh, that's
I get excited talking about it.
Now that you've said that, David, I'm talking. And of course, I'm thinking too far north. There's Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, that's right.
Which is
yeah.
just north. Within 45 minutes is Great Wolf Lodge. They have a great water park. We took the kids there a few years ago. And, you know, they have a similar ride like that. The only problem, I'd go up there with my kids, David. And, you know, heaviest part of that raft points downwards.
Yeah.
That was always my end of the raft.
Give that to Mom. She'll carry that
part.
Get
on there, Mom. And, no, so you get on there and you start going down and it would just spin until I had my back to whatever it was that was coming up, and the kids would laugh. They thought that was always so funny. I had no idea what was coming.
Yeah, that is true. It does spin, so you never quite know how you're going to pop out of the little tube when you hit the funnel area, but a lot of fun. That's great. I had a great time doing that. I haven't done that in a while. And then there was another one, too, that was like almost like a toboggan ride going down. It was a two-person raft. And again, you'd start at the top, and then you'd work your way down through the tube, and just great time. And of course, if it's 90 degrees out, it's even better.
Even better, because it's just like a bath. You just have a good time cooling off, getting
of
burned.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The sun.
Wave pool. There was a wave pool there. So anyway, that's my fun water park experiences.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, let's go. I'm gonna put the show on auto. We're just gonna let it run, and David, you and I will get the kids.
That's right.
We'll head on out to a water park.
We will go. So, what do you have coming up this morning?
Well, some big news. Bishops of Cuban descent continue their prayers for those protesting the communist government in Cuba, but swift actions by the Cuban military are silencing and arresting anyone involved. I've got an update for you today.
All right. And mask recommendations, boy, they're kind of coming out fast and furious now right across the country, including in Oregon. We'll have an update for you in the news.
So we got a great show ahead for you. Here is Audrey Assad and Deliverer. You're listening to David and Brenda on The Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
That is Audrey Assad and Deliverer. 710 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life. David and Brenda with you on this Wednesday morning. We had such a fun time yesterday afternoon.
Oh, we did.
And we ate very well, too. Chef John came in and brought some really good salads and treats with him, and we had a chance to interview him. Brenda brought him in, and thank you for allowing me to sit in, because I got a chance to chat with Chef John and eat some of his wonderful foods, but you're going to hear about it all right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Please join Mater Dei Radio and Franciscan missionary Sister Anne Marie Warren with the morning offering.
O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with this holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Holy Family Catholic Clinic is a proud member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Located at 21810 Willamette Drive in West Lynn, Holy Family Catholic Clinic is Christ-centered and provides superior, compassionate, life-affirming health care to patients of all ages. Holy Family Catholic Clinic offers medical services that are in adherence to Catholic moral teaching and bioethics, honoring the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Learn more at holyfamilyclinic.com. That's holyfamilyclinic.com.
It's barbecue time. Join Mater Dei Radio for all the delicious fun as the Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows host their 58th annual family barbecue.
Hello, this is Sister Anne Marie.
And this is Sister Maria Benedicta. Celebrate family, friends, and good food on Sunday, August 1st at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House.
It'll be a little different this year. The barbecue will be a takeout event, or you can stay and eat your meal on our beautiful grounds.
We'll still be serving all your favorites like hamburgers and pulled pork. Plus, we're adding grilled chicken and corn on the cob.
Get all the details on our 58th annual family barbecue at olpretreat.org. That's olpretreat.org.
Sunday, August 1st, the Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows host their 58th annual barbecue. Catch this tasty summer treat with Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
See you there.
It is 7:14 at Mater Dei Radio. So taking a look at your weather, an excessive heat watch goes into effect on Thursday morning, and that'll go through Saturday evening. National Weather Service saying dangerously hot conditions possible. High temperatures in the mid-90s to around 100 degrees. That's all possible. Ooh. Looks like the hottest day is expected to be Friday, so you want to keep your eye out for the temperatures and prepare. Today, going to be hot too, maybe up to 96 degrees today, then clear tonight, 63, and then hot again tomorrow. As we said, Thursday, 99 degrees when that excessive heat watch goes into effect.
Wow, that is going to be some warm temperatures, and that makes sense because currently it's already 63 degrees at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Vancouver.
And it's 56 degrees at St. James Church in McMinnville.
Well, everyone belongs at the table at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. On the morning blend, we introduced you to Chef John Wurtis last month and the special program from Catholic Charities of Oregon that provides a culinary training program for those in our community with their own unique barriers to employment. At the same time, students in the program prepare and distribute hot meals to our homeless neighbors in Southeast Portland. We are excited to welcome back Chef John, not only to give us an update on the new class of students, but also Well, share something delicious from Jermaine's Kitchen. Good morning, Chef John. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
You have a beautiful sample prepared for us that I definitely want to get to. But first, we have got to talk about a wonderful award you have received, Innovator of the Year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was great. And I'm part of an organization, the Association of Nutrition and Food Service Professionals. And they are looking for people that do outstanding things in their community to help promote education in our field. And so when we were first starting our program, I wrote in about us and honestly sort of forgot about it. And then I get a phone call and an email saying, you won.
Wow.
By a landslide. And I mean, it was just the most heartfelt thing in the world because it means so much to us and to the students. And I mean, I immediately called our executive director, Rick Burkell, like it was trying to brag to my dad about this cool thing that just happened. So yeah, I went to Orlando and received it on behalf of Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe and Catholic Charities. And it's wonderful. Post it in our cafe as we speak.
Oh, well, congratulations. It was such a wonderful program. And just remind our listeners about this unique aspect of the students that are coming through that you'll be teaching.
Absolutely. So it's been focused and geared towards folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities, as well as other barriers to employment. They come in. It's a 16-week program. It's broken up into four-week tiers, where for the first three tiers, they're learning all their kitchen skills, slice and dice, how to make sauces, salads, soups, and different things like that. And then for the last tier, they go to another one of our properties called Sacred Heart Villa, where there are low-income seniors there. And there's about 60 or 70 that live there. And we're going to turn their kitchen and community space into a small little cafe. And we're going to have sort of like private dining for them, completely worked on by our students and volunteers.
Well, let me ask you, Chef John, as you're going through this process and starting with the students, how did you start? What got you involved in becoming a chef?
As far as becoming a chef, it's just sort of been in the family.
Yeah.
My dad had a restaurant growing up, so I was one of those kids standing on a milk crate so I could reach the tabletop.
Nice.
And then just sort of grew up into it. And as I was in college, I had a job in a restaurant because
yeah.
I knew I had a good meal once a day, you know, as a starving student. And then it just sort of grew. I liked cooking more than I liked schooling.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe if I sort of married the two and went to cooking school, and I was fortunate to be able to go to the Culinary Institute of America
nice.
Back in Hyde Park, New York.
So the wisdom that you're imparting on your students, to me, it sounds like there's a real passion here.
Incredibly. You know, and after a lot of work in the restaurant industry, I was down in Arizona and I was doing some nonprofit work. And there I started with the Food Bank of Southern Arizona. And we also had a program very similar to this to help people with barriers to employment. That one there, only 10 weeks. But again, they still learned all the skills and really important, the soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to get along well with others, conflict resolution. Things for going for an interview. And we had an 82% placement rate to get people jobs. And so it was just wonderful.
Mm, great.
Chef John Wirtis is joining us today. He is the head chef and instructor at Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe. Chef John, this is beginning. In fact, this is just starting next Monday, your first group of students coming in. Kind of tell us how that day is going to go for everyone.
That's a great question. You know, so we're starting it off really small, you know, 3 to 4 students. We'll get as large as 8, just that the space isn't that big. But it really sort of starts out, sort of the day in the life is they come in, we'll talk about what's going to go on for the day. They'll get some lecture on whatever the topic might be. Maybe it's knife skills, maybe it's soup making or sauces. And then we go into the kitchen and put together the meals, as you mentioned, that are going to go out to those living on the streets or transitional housing, sanctioned camps out and around Southeast Portland. And then we all sit down for what we call family meal. And we just sort of enjoy a meal together ourselves, talk about successes and challenges that we've had through the day. And then we go back and we start prepping for tomorrow's meal. So here's where they also work on some knife skills, sauce making, cooking skills, saute, braise, broil, roast, pan fry. We do it all.
Oh, it's such a wonderful program. And again, to know as Innovator of the Year, other people recognize the great work that you are doing there at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. And we are going to take a pause right there with Chef John, because when we come back, it's time for us to get out our forks and knives and get the eating going on. He brought in a wonderful meal. In fact, I believe there's some still in our refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to definitely want to stick around for the second half of that interview.
I'm not going to give away what he made for us, but it was awesome. And I took some home to the family last night and said, look at this. And they're like, oh, my goodness, that is beautiful. So we'll reveal what he made for us in our next segment. But how awesome is that to learn those skills? I mean, I love to cook.
Right.
But I don't have any formal training. And so I've watched cooking shows and you know, he talked about knife skills and how do you slice an onion? I mean, there's a knack to it, to be able to do it quickly and do it
without crying all over the place.
And so to see some of those things, and it was funny because, you know, after we were through with the interview, I was just like talking him like, hey, so how do you bake a chicken? What
you in these? You probably, were so excited talking to Chef John, and he was so excited to share what he knew. That's what you can definitely tell with Chef John, is he has a passion for cooking, and more importantly, he has a passion for passing on what he knows.
Yeah.
And these students at Germaine's Kitchen Cafe are going to just be able to learn from the best.
What a great program. That is really pretty neat.
Yeah. And eventually the hope is that they will be able to open up the cafe in the lobby at Catholic Charities, so everybody would be able to go in.
That would be
They're
fantastic.
They're going to get some students learned up, as they say, and then the sky's the limit for what these young people can do. So definitely stick around. In our next half hour, we are going to finish our conversation with Chef John Wirtis from Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, Family Dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including True North Retirement Advisors, a clear path to financial freedom. With decades of experience, True North Retirement Advisors helps business owners exit their business and retire with financial security. Information on how to get started with the business exit strategy plan and scheduling a no-cost consultation is available online at TrueNorthRetirementAdvisors.com.
Hello, this is Emily Jaminet with A Mother's Moment. There's nothing more wonderful than a hug a small child can give a father after a long day away. Each time my 2-year-old sees his father walk in the door, his embrace could last all night. Those little hands can hold tight enough to almost hold up his entire weight. This experience can remind us of the type of love we should have for our children, even when they have grown older and parenting has become more complicated. When we wrap our arms around the ones we love, it can dissolve a lot of hurt, pain, and misunderstanding that can develop over time. These type of hugs can be like the antidote and can actually do wonders for instilling the faith in our children. They must not only hear about our faith, but also feel it. Our arms can be like the heavenly mantle of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When we express love to our families, we begin to live out the community of love that God calls us to live in. Just imagine if all families were communities of love that work together to set the earth ablaze with the faith one hug at a time. Let us pray. Lord, please allow us to express our love for our children in a way that is real and authentic. Amen. May we be the light to the world one hug at a time.
Why do you listen to Mater Dei Radio? Is it for the prayers, Catholic news and education, or to be inspired? Whatever your reason for listening, we are grateful for your support. And as we surpass 30 years of broadcasting a gospel message, we hope you will consider leaving a legacy for Mater Dei Radio in your estate planning. This can be as easy as including Catholic Radio as a beneficiary in your will. For more information on estate planning options, please visit us online at materdeiradio.com.
They're not baristas, but they do serve up a good cup of joy. It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda on Mater Dei Radio.
726 in Mater Dei Radio. Well, COVID case counts on the rise, prompting new mask recommendations. We'll have the details for you in the news.
And have you been taking in all the excitement and drama from the Olympic Games? Well, there are saints who'll be right there with you rooting on their favorite athletes. I'll have that story plus more coming up in news. Here is Teresa Peterson. He makes all things new. You're listening to David and Brenda on the Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary. That is Teresa Peterson. He makes all things new. It's 7:30 right here at Mater Dei Radio.
And in your news this morning, Oregon recorded its highest daily coronavirus case count in at least 3 months. The Oregon Health Authority reports over 1,000 cases on Tuesday. There was also a 25% single-day surge in people hospitalized with COVID-19. In response, the Oregon Health Authority recommends all Oregonians, regardless of vaccination status, wear masks when indoor public places. That follows the same recommendation by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC is also calling for mask wearing in schools as well, but the Oregon Department of Education has yet to say if it will mandate mask wearing in the classroom as schools get set to start in a little over a month. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. Well, as the Cuban government continues to crack down on protesters on the small island, fire was set to the Cuban embassy in Paris. Gracie Christie, the policy advisor from Catholic Association, joined EWTN News Nightly with an update.
So the country now is heavily militarized. The streets are all being controlled very heavily. People are not safe to go outside and protest anymore. The internet has been shut down completely. There were some ways of getting out if you used a virtual public tunnel, for instance, but now they've even cracked down on that. So we're getting very little news out of the island. There was lots of news of people being arrested at home, young people being torn out of their homes simply for having gone to a protest or having information on their phone that they were sharing. So they are controlling everything very strongly, and I'm sure people are being tortured and lots of people have disappeared.
Bishops of Cuban descent sent a video message to those protesting in Cuba saying they know they're suffering and ask for the intercession of Our Lady of Charity. And Cardinal Wilton Gregory of Washington has reportedly withdrawn permission for a solemn pontifical mass that was to be offered August 14th in Washington, D.C. A pontifical mass is celebrated by a bishop in the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite. The mass scheduled for the vigil of the Solemnity of the Assumption was to be offered by offered at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Paulus Institute organized the event, which was to be broadcast by EWTN. On its Facebook page, the Institute announced that permission for the Mass was rescinded by the Archbishop of Washington. Donna Bethel of the Paulus Institute said in a statement to Catholic News Agency that Cardinal Gregory cited the letter recently from Pope Francis on Latin Mass as the reason, without further specificity.
Well, rescuers continue to look for a Salem man who fell several hundred feet while descending Mount Jefferson on Friday. Six rescue teams are dealing with extreme mountainous terrain in their efforts to find 33-year-old Stephen Van Pelt. The search, which entered its fifth day on Tuesday, has included Life Flight and the Army National Guard, as both units have conducted multiple flights over the area. Linn County Sheriff's officials received reports of Van Pelt's fall just before noon on Friday after a witness described seeing him fall, then losing sight of him.
And a 17-year-old boy died and three others were injured in a two-vehicle crash Tuesday in Southeast Battleground, according to Battleground Police Department. The crash was reported about 4:50 p.m. at the intersection of Southeast Eaton Boulevard and Southeast 23rd Avenue. The teen died at the scene and the man and two children were transported to hospitals with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The names of those involved have not been released, but immediate families have been notified. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and they are asking anyone who witnessed the collision to contact the Battleground Police Office. And more than 3 years after it broke down, the waterfront Vancouver's biggest development to date is entering the home stretch of construction. Kirkland Tower began taking pre-sale reservations for condos earlier this month, and both it and the adjacent Hotel Indigo are slated to open in the fall. The 12-story condo tower and 8-story boutique hotel are built as a single 250,000-square-foot structure, but aside from a couple of secure indoor connections to allow tower residents access to the hotel, they will function as separate buildings. So, David, the 40 condos arrange 5 to a floor, with the bottom 2 floors given to retail and lobby space. The top floor reserved for fitness center and event space,
nice,
featuring an outdoor deck with a catering kitchen and dining area. There's also an entertainment center on one of the mid-level floors. So the units range from 900 to 3,100 square feet. That's a big condo.
Yeah, it is.
And configurations from 1-bedroom up to 3-bedroom penthouses. Penthouses, that usually means
yes,
ka-ching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prices start $840,000 and top out at $3.3 million.
So these aren't rentals. You buy them.
The condos are. Now, the hotels, of course, are. It's a hotel.
Yeah,
so you'd
right.
stay the night. And, you know, for a nice evening, like almost like a staycation.
Yeah.
For us locally, that would be nice. Apparently, though, for the condos, yeah, mostly Pacific Northwesterners, but interest is coming in from all across
sure.
the western states.
Do you know where that is? You've been down to the
waterfront.
Oh, sure. Waterfront.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't help but see it. Even right from the I-5 bridge as you're coming over, the cranes have been set up there. It's closest to the bridge. So probably what used to be the Red Lion at the quay is there.
Oh, yeah.
And then as you go past that is the new buildings.
Nice.
Boy, I'd be glad. I'd like to go to those retail spaces.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Sounds beautiful. Well, in sports, U.S. Olympic gymnastics star Simone Biles has officially withdrawn from the Games in Tokyo, saying she wants to focus on her mental well-being. Her decision comes a day after she removed herself from the team following one rotation because she felt she was just not mentally ready. Biles will be replaced in the all-around by Jade Carey, who is a future Oregon State University gymnast. So we'll have to see how that goes. Yeah, it's a tough story for Biles to have to withdraw, but you certainly understand. When you look at some of the difficulties that she's doing in her routines, if you're not mentally prepared to do those routines, you don't want to do them.
No. I mean, really, her life is on the line.
Yeah.
If she does not rotate well and lands poorly,
and
you've seen girls land on their backs and necks and heads, and it could be very, very dangerous physically for her. So
absolutely.
She must take care of herself.
And the United States men's basketball team is back on the winning track at the games. The Americans routed Iran 120-66. Trailblazers star Damian Lillard scored 21 points, leading the way. Now, with the win over the Czech Republic on Saturday, the U.S. will move into the single elimination quarterfinals. So we'll see if they got it back on track now and can roll into the finals for the gold medal. But it was kind of a slow start, certainly.
Well, as the world turns its attention to Tokyo, many of us may find ourselves murmuring prayers for athletes we've watched for years or just discovered this week. Whether we're asking traveling mercies for athletes, praying for a marathoner who's coming into the final stretch, or praying during our own athletic adventures, there's always a saint for that. Well, here's two of them for you. For protection during travel, you can pray to Blessed Peter Kibbe. Kibbe was a Japanese Christian who was denied admission to the Society of Jesus multiple times because of his race. He ultimately went to Rome in order to become a Jesuit priest. This was a journey that included 3,700 miles on foot.
Whoa.
Then spent 8 years traveling in order to return to Japan. He was rerouted by storms, chased by pirates, and refused passage on ships bound for Japan before he finally built his own ship to sail the last leg of his journey. Now, there's a determined man.
Yeah. 8 years to get back. That's
a long time. Well, how about for endurance in long competitions? St. Luke Bana Bakintu, he was a Ugandan sub chief who walked nearly 100 miles every weekend through jungles and forests, wading through rivers twice each way and often, fighting off wild animals to get to and from Mass, where he memorized the homily and then returned to repeat it to the Christians at home.
That's amazing.
Very exciting Olympic-style saints.
No doubt.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And coming up this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. is a Catholic Bible study from the Grotto live stream. It starts at 9:15. You can join Father Edgar Bidian from the Grotto for an hour of a Bible study, an opportunity to deepen your knowledge about the Word of God in the Sunday readings. after the live stream, each session will be available on the Grotto's YouTube channel for the following week. And remember, you can find the details on these and other events by going to that community calendar. It's got all the information you need, and you can find it on our webpage at materdayradio.com.
Well, we are going to continue our conversation with Chef John, and we'll reveal what he made for the morning blend team. That's right after the forecast.
People in the Pacific Northwest love the great outdoors. New Generation Landscape can help you beautify your exterior living spaces with their design, installation, and maintenance services, including lawn care, fences, retaining walls, patios and decks, lighting, and irrigation systems. New Generation Landscape listens to your ideas and helps to transform them into reality. Learn more and see their projects at newgenerationlandscapes.com. That's newgenerationlandscapes.com.
Please join me, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and other listeners of Modern Day E-Radio as we pray an act of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit us online at materdayradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Get dialed into your Catholic community by visiting materdayradio.com. Check out our community calendar of events, locally produced shows, prayer hotline, and so much more. For a current program schedule and to learn more about this listener-supported Catholic ministry, visit materdayradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. The bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It is 7:43 at Mater Dei Radio. Well, an important announcement from the National Weather Service this morning. They have put an excessive heat watch out there. Going to start on Thursday morning, tomorrow morning, and that will run through Saturday. So they're expecting temperatures maybe up near 100 degrees by Friday. Friday appears to look like the hottest day in the excessive heat watch time frame. Now today, mostly sunny skies, high around 92, mostly clear tonight, low of 64. And then Thursday, hot, 96. As I mentioned, Friday, right around 98 to 100 degrees. Then Saturday, cooling off a little bit to 92.
Now's a good time to remember all of those things that we did over that heat wave about watering early. Yep. You know, don't wait for the middle of the day. Check on your neighbors who might need assistance. Be sure to water your pets. Don't take them with you and leave them in a vehicle during these heat days. That is not a wise decision either. So again, just a day to prepare and just get yourself ready for
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Currently, it is 61 degrees at St. Henry's Catholic Church in Gresham.
And it is 63 degrees at St. Paul's Church in Eugene.